Hi everyone, my name is Azam Rais and welcome to the third episode of Poet X. Poet X is an online poetry community that features a variety of poems from different poets. We feature unrestricted, unhinged and unapologetic poetry across a diverse range of themes. You can find other episodes on our website, tehalia.my, and make sure you listen to our previous episode, The Love We Lost. Society teaches us a lot of things. It teaches us how to interact with each other. It teaches us how we form relationships and value them. It also teaches us what society expects from us and forms our expectations of society in return. Society teaches us a lot of things, but nobody said society was a good teacher. In this episode, we feature brave voices that articulate their thoughts on societal illnesses plaguing our world today. One by one, our poets unravel the problems they observe in modern-day society, providing an insight into a world rarely glimpsed through poetry. This is episode 3, What They Tell Me. To kick off our episode, we welcome the first non-Malaysian poet on our show. She is from Sudan and speaks beautifully about the chasms in status and income that she experienced on her visit to Delhi.
Aya Adil Albaz, I tried washing Delhi of my hair. Between auditoriums and conference rooms, between pencil skirts and fitted suits, between panel discussions about the SDGs and the WYC, we almost forget that right outside that tinted glass door lay cold skin. Winter creeping between the cracks of an old kid, a man wondering if silencing his stomach is worth hearing his kid scream, a young girl worrying about birthing her sixth kin. Halfway through my speech about empowering women, a scene of an old mother fills my brain, speaking to me in a language I tried but failed to comprehend, and in an attempt to help in broken Arabic, my cab driver went. هي تقول إنه هي عيان بدو يشتري دواء ويطعمي أولاده جعان. She's ill, she said. She wants to buy medicine and feed her hungry kids. Distracted, I swallow and pull back from my thoughts. I go on about how women education shouldn't be frowned upon. Then half smiling as the crowd applauds my efforts to fill in gaps about questions they have about the SDGs and how hand in hand them and I are going to change the world. The other half of my lips remain stiff. I left parts of me in Delhi I cannot recover. And I'm not just talking about thick scarves I left with shivering stray souls in late hours of the AMs. I'm talking about real parts. I left in Delhi my heart. Determination for reality to be changed. I left in Delhi reasonable rage and thick, noticeable stray hairs. But Delhi knows grace. In an exchange, Delhi left me things it cannot recover. Gifted me an eye-opener. Injected my cells with traces of a rights warrior. Sloped me into a new path and thoughts of a new career. Delhi's winter reminded me that thank God we have never known hunger and that I can't walk the streets with a night burger. Cause the homeless boy I'm ought to pass will leave in it parts of him he cannot recover. Delhi left in my curls its air, and with the first hot shower, shame on me, I tried washing Delhi of my hair. But Delhi left in me parts it cannot recover, and I left Delhi with parts of me I'm yet to discover. The SDGs and the WYC are the Sustainable Development Goals in the World Youth Conference that I went to attend last week in Delhi. And it was so ironic for me because we were sitting there in a really fancy venue and right outside that door. And when I said tinted glass door, I meant there is just a glass door, but it's tinted. So they can't see what we're going through and we clearly can't see what they're doing or what they're going through. So that's where the whole idea came from, that you could be in a place and the only thing that is leaving you outside, like the only thing that is not allowing you to see what's really going on is a tinted door. And that right outside that door, there could actually be cold skin.
That was Aya Adil Albaz from Sudan performing her piece, I Tried Washing Delhi Off My Hair. Our next poet has a flair for rhymes and tells us stories from his deep, dark mind about how societal norms have detrimentally affected the lives of many. We are very proud to present a voice that we are sure will resonate with many of you.
Hello, my name is Wan Rizal.
I would like to recite a poem entitled On My Block. There are stories every day laid on the pavement grey. The streets people wander tell tales of their Saunders, mobsters and monsters. A mother limps to the bank. She's ragged and ranked, for her desperate fixation is to pay for her child's education. Meanwhile, yellow shirts are gathered at a square to form a protest there over a country gone sinister with its servants and ministers. But, nah, let's take a quick break. A quick intermission to bring you this breaking news transmission. Actually, the citizen is more interested in the 2.6 billion. And how do you know the truth's not spun? Well, you best avoid the articles certified as MO1s. So it goes, history shows, everybody knows that the cops pulled in fast to unleash the gas, an elderly the casualty once the clouds passed. But did you know his grandson's caught walking amongst the crowd gawking, for they couldn't stand the sight of a man and another man hand in hand? I'm just trying to be me, he cries against the litanies of religious consultation held strangely at a police station. People clock in at 9 and go home at 6. It's no wonder everybody's tired. Young adults have their brains wired. A hollow tree are the only schemes aspired. Now they have dire ends to meet. I mean, come on. Isn't it a fright knowing love will be made tonight based on a super like or a swipe right? And that's because big dreams are dead, my old neighbors once said. Our daughter wants to feel alive, but all we want for her is to survive. So they force her to marry some rich guy named Larry. But sadly, Larry deals her in bruises. Once a victim, now a culprit of frequent abuses. I ask myself, what can I do? This madness that goes unchecked draws a noose on all of our necks. And it really makes me wonder, as I go on my routine walk, trading poetry for some spare change on my block. That was One Result performing his piece On My Block. He leaves us with the fundamental question that we all wonder about. Truly, what can one do to better this world that we live in? Our next poet will be reciting his poetry in Malay. He marks the first Malay reading poet we'll feature on our show, and we are very proud to welcome the resounding truth he speaks, and we hope it will move you as how it did us.
Awang Sophie, implikasi vitality. Mengapa perlu ditubuhkan jasad yang ingin, yang mahu dijadikan seperti mereka? Mengapa perlu meniru mereka jika itu bukan jiwa? Apakah sudah hilang originality? Sudah tiada jati diri mengejar being somebody? Hei manusia, apa kau lupa kita dicipta sekali walau berbeza rupa dan berbeza identiti? Sekiranya diterima berlainan identiti itu takkan pelik jika wujud toleransi di muka bumi. Jadi cuba lihat diri kita. Ia lihat. Lihat dengan mata beserta akal, adakah engkau manusia? Cuba sekali lagi lihat. Lihat dari luar tempurung, buka otak yang terkurung. Adakah yang fabrikasi provokasi itu manusia? Adakah yang saling membunuh itu manusia? Adakah yang menggubal undang-undang itu manusia? Adakah sendirinya terbayar kedamaian melalui manipulasi nyawa dan darah manusia, 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 manusia? Soalan yang jawapannya tiada berjawab because of kemanusiaan telah lama hilang. Masihkah ada sifat itu di balik tulang-tulang? Mana hilangnya? Mana perginya? Ingat, bukankah kita sama sahaja berkongsi bumi? Jadi mengapa perlu dilagakan sana, dilagakan sini? Bukan ini pastinya ketenangan yang aku idamkan. Bukan ini pastinya ketenangan yang aku mahukan. Ketenangan yang dicari bukanlah melalui berkhayal diri, bukanlah melalui nikotin yang meresapi diri, tak juga melalui kafein dan wine. Aku cuma minta dunia hari ini lebih elok dari semalam. Aku cuma minta dunia hari ini lebih elok dari semalam. Aku cuma minta agar kita semua bersatu hati. Aku cuma minta agar kita semua ditabahkan hati. Aku cuma minta agar kita semua diredai. Agar hati tidak mati. Itu ketenangan yang aku cari.
Aku cuma minta dunia ini lebih baik dari semalam. That was one of my favorite lines from Awang Saufi's Implikasi Vitality. He almost pleads to us for a better world, a world untainted by greedy fiends and corrupted beings. Tell me, would you not plead for the same? Our last poet advocates for social welfare, equality, and the fair distribution of wealth among the people. He identifies as a socialist. A voice of the people, we are honored to have a rising star in the scene in our studio today. The Poet X team were enamored by his love of rhymes and the way his idea transcends societal standards for the greater good. Please welcome.
Raja Rao, Sanctuary. Sanctuary, 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 where the pylons are pews, robes are hoodies and the solutions and the problems infused. The right brain is barely in use, so it kept on raining. What's left is easy as far as maintaining. What pours, overflows, watercolors work better than explaining. See, the right here sees light years into non-linear time. But the frightful fear, the unadulterated divine, not knowing that not knowing is the most heinous of all crimes. I'm here to share a fleeting glimpse of that truth through rhyme. Sanctuary, sanctuary, my inner sanctum, dicotyledon, corpus colossum, don't burn that bridge, if they want to, don't fucking let them. We're the stranded pantheon, more prisoner than vagabond, vehemently staring down serpentine charlatans. Know now the truths that dwell beyond the limits of the tongue. Think fast like Ramadan, a sunset is not the sinking of the sun, it is a promise that there is more to behold beyond. We must ourselves realize, though we're self-realized gods, heaven is not our only abode. So I bid farewell to the fears of the many, circumvented the views of the valley, so that when I turned myself inside out, the rolling thunder would light the evening like the churns of my belly. The drumming of the heart is the roar of your gateway, so understand that sacred weeds are not the only highway. Though travelers revel in these, understand to honor the mother or to honor her trees goes well beyond organic cheeses, green teas, and fair trade teas with the peace symbol. You are the instrument, the snare, the bass, the crash symbol. Vibe to the beat from the seat within you, and don't let the beeping phones drown out the single, most fundamental, sacred tempo, more sound and more consequential than a debate of the existential. The fire internally blazes eternally with the heat of infinity, infinity, infinity. This is either spiritual fellatio or just a lingual parade show. You can never ever know for sure, I'm afraid so.
That was Raja Rao with Sanctuary. What we love about his poetry is the amount of work and research he's clearly put into it. Raja is well read on the topics he converses about and is never shy in weaving in technical jargon into his rhymes. As a poet who rhymes myself, I know how difficult that can be. We hope you enjoyed the poetry you've heard tonight. Credit goes to Safwan Siddiq, our producer for the show, Farah Hanis, our designer, and myself, Azam Raiz, the host and director of Poet X. Poet X is a production of Tehalia.my. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks' time, and if you want to get the next episode automatically, subscribe to Tehalia.my on iTunes or any other podcast services you use. If you'd like to receive updates, follow us at Tehalia.my on our Facebook and Instagram. And finally, if you'd like to share your poetry with us and be featured on our show, email me at azam@tehalia.my. We'll leave you with a line from Raja's piece. Not knowing that not knowing is the most heinous of all crime. I'm Azam Raiz, and this is Poet X. Good night.